So we're going to continue to pray for specific communities in San Bernardino County that don't have a church listed that we could find. So this is day two. And as we pray for the towns without a church, it is possible ministry is happening within their borders, like maybe a home Bible study or a prayer meeting, anything like that. So we're not saying that there isn't, we don't know, just that they don't list a church. So the next three cities that we're praying for today is Fawnskin, has a population of 462. The nearest churches are in Big Bear Lake and Big Bear City. They are 6 miles away. Then we're also going to pray for Daggett, the nearest church, and they are populated of 756. The nearest church that they have is in Barstow, and those are 10 miles away. Oak Glen has a population of 274, and the nearest church is in Yucaipa, 7 miles away. More info on each of these towns is listed at our website, including demographics, history, etc. Father, may Bible schools and outreach ministry groups seize the opportunity to go into these fields. We pray for those in nearby towns to begin praying for these unchurched areas. May you put it on the hearts of people to go to Fawnskin, to go to Daggett, to go to Oak Glen, to begin praying for them. Acts 13:47, this is what the Lord has commanded. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. We pray for intercessors to go to these towns and pray on site or from home if they are homebound. For the Lord, for you to put it on the heart of some to commit to pray until a work begins and maybe even be a part of it. God, we pray, the Lord of the harvest, that you will send laborers that are led by your Holy Spirit to evangelize the people in these towns. For the people who actually live in these communities, that they would begin to vocalize their prayers for a local ministry and for house churches to spring up within their borders, for love and compassion for the people in these communities. Mark 16 says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So we pray that people will be led and encouraged to do that. We also ask for believers in these areas to do prayer walks in their neighborhood, for outreaches and community events that would meet a need of the people within their walls, and maybe bringing people from outside to help their businesses and also to help reach people in a creative way. We ask God that there would be leaders within the communities and business owners that would be reaching out for a church, knowing that it also affects good in the area, and to come alongside and help them. We ask God that you would tenderize their hearts to the gospel, that people would get saved, discipled, and grow in you, and for home Bible studies to begin. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for saying that in Matthew. In Jesus' name, amen.